Hi everyone, welcome to episode 8 of Marketing a Club with Reaction Pal. My name is Gladys Mondango and I'm so glad you're tuned in.
And my name is Lorena Witty. Welcome to episode 8. I am really excited about today's episode. I don't know if you can tell.
I can tell, Lorene, and there's so much excitement in the room today. And that is because today we'll be unpacking the consumer characteristics of Generation Z, also known as Gen Z. You can also call them iGen or refer to them as Centennials or Zoomers. Lorene here is a proud Gen Z. I'm a millennial, and therefore I'm really, really looking forward to Lorene's fresh perspective on a topic today.
And even on that note, Gladys, I have a question for you and also to our listeners as well. I don't know what comes to your mind when we hear the word Gen Z.
Gen Z, highly inquisitive because you just asked me a question. Serious note, I mean, the one word that strikes is digital natives. And that is because unlike us millennials, you were born with tablets, smartphones, laptops under your arms.
That is very true. We were actually born with all these gadgets. I think that is why we Gen Zs are the most technologically saturated generation our world has ever seen. I mean, like, we are digitally transformed, seamlessly integrating technology in our everyday realities.
That's right. And you know what else? You are the newest cohort of consumers on the block with a purchasing power of about $360 billion. Gen Z is shaking up the global consumer market. They are aged between 12 and 27 years old, the oldest being born in 1995 and the youngest in 2010. And research indicates that Gen Z is the largest generation, constituting 32% of the global population. And in the US alone, they make about 40% of the number of consumers. And listen to this, by 2026, they will surpass millennials as the largest consumer base in the US. It has never been more important for brands and marketers to get a true understanding of this generation.
That is very right, Gladys. And those are some impressive statistics. I think this generation isn't sitting at the head of the boardrooms or controlling vast fortunes just yet. We're not. However, we are increasing our economic significance in a few key ways. And one of them is, those who are at the older edge of Gen Z, like myself, are graduating from college and landing jobs, providing them with an opportunity to directly influence the market with a disposable income. And in 2021, Gen Z's disposable income reached an estimated $360 billion. The trick is getting them to buy. Those who are at the younger age, Gen Z, the preteens and teenagers, have a big influence on their parents' buying decisions. And in the middle, you have those in their late teens and early 20s who are influencing the spending of those older than them by establishing new trends.
Wow. Thank you for that breakdown, Lorene. And regardless of your niche market, Generation Z represents a huge opportunity for sustainable business growth. And key to this podcast today is helping you, the chief marketing officer, to understand Generation Z consumer characteristics and how you can tap into this worthwhile consumer base. Lorene, want to start us off?
You are very right, Gladys, and I'd surely like to start you off. And first thing that comes to mind is social economic influence, or if you could say it in other words, pragmatism. You see, Gen Z has lived through the COVID-19 pandemic, typically characterized by restriction in movement that severely hurt the global economy. The world was down economically. And many in this group also grew up watching their parents take huge financial hits during the Great Recession of 2007 and 2009. And are as a consequence driven by pragmatism and security. This is to say that they value that the stability that comes with conservative spending, stable jobs, and smart investments. In comparison to millennials, that's you, Gladys, Gen Z tend to be more pragmatic and risk averse. This more pragmatic and realistic generation of consumers expects to access and evaluate a broad range of information before purchases. So brands need to show a mixture of value, quality, and ethical practices to tap into the Gen Z's wallet.
Wow, mic drop. I totally agree with you, Lorene. And we Gen Z and millennials have our differences. But I think one thing you and I Gen Z and millennials have in common is a strong belief in social causes and corporate responsibility. Actually, 2019 Porter Novelli Corn study found that 90% of Gen Z believe companies must act to help social and environmental issues, and 75% will research to see if a company is being honest when it takes its stand on issues. According to another study by Ad Age, 33% have stopped buying from a company that contributes to a cause with which they disagree. They actually believe that generations before them represented overconsumption, capitalism, materialism, and are more aware of modern day challenges such as climate change and terrorism, and they want to see change. Therefore, they expect brands and retailers to have similar beliefs to them, and they actually won't spend any money with those that do not. And this leads them to support brands that put sustainability at the forefront of their product and marketing. Actually, 73% of them are even willing to pay 10% more for sustainable products.
But now, Gladys, you refer to us as digital natives. It's in fact so accurate. This generation is very informed, as we were born into a digital world. I mean, we easily and readily gather information. We will often research and sift through large volumes of information before making a decision on whether to buy or not. And Gen Zs tend to move through multiple touch points online, social media, and in-store before reaching an agreement to purchase. You see, this abundance of information at our fingertips has allowed us as the Gen Zs to broaden our knowledge and be proactive in learning in order to make well-researched and informed decisions before buying a product or a service.
And speaking of multiple touch points, you've talked about online, you know, websites, social media, in-store. It's very important for marketers to understand that they stand the best chance of capturing as many Gen Z customers as possible if they follow a multiple channel marketing strategy. This is because Gen Z, like you said, Lauren, will use many different channels to shop, and they respond well to personalized experiences and messaging. And of all the generations, they're the most likely to shop via social media. Gen Z isn't loyal when it comes to brands, and therefore brands really need to stay on their toes to keep them interested in new offers, products, and a great customer experience and service across all these touch points or channels.
Gladys, whatever you've said is spot on. And even like we said in our previous episode, personalization is here to stay. Gen Zs don't just want it, they demand it. And another crucial aspect is influencers. Gen Z's affinity for micro-influencers, especially on social media platforms, is an area that could give businesses an edge. You see, micro-influencers are much more interactive and engaged with followers than most large-scale influencers, who have their own perks, of course. But you see, micro-influencers have such dedicated audiences because they aren't serving mass appeal. They are serving up content for a specific consumer, hence the personalization that comes with it.
Awesome. That's very interesting. I love that comparison between micro-influencers and macro-influencers. And you'll also agree with me, Lauren, that Gen Z are more willing to purchase an item that gives them a certain image, and they care more about being perceived as successful. This is partly due to growing up on social media, in the public eye, and having pressure to constantly look and feel their best. Indeed, you are the digital native.
I totally agree with you on that, Gladys. Well put. And another thing is authenticity. It's something that's also very important. Gen Z consumers increasingly expect brands to have a stand on pertinent issues affecting day-to-day lives. This is to say that businesses should pick specific topics or causes that make sense for their brand and its consumers and have something clear to say about those particular issues. In a transparent world, younger consumers do not distinguish between the ethics of a brand, the company that owns it, and its networks of partners and suppliers. A company's actions must match its ideals, and those ideals must permeate the entire stakeholder system. And according to CNBC, when it comes to Gen Z consumer sentiments, authenticity and relatability are very key. They support businesses that show authenticity for sure.
Love it, Lauren. One other core characteristic of Gen Z is racial diversity. They are more likely to have grown up amid diverse family structures, be it in a single parent household, a multiracial household, or even a household in which gender roles were blurred. And as a result, they are less faced than previous generations by differences in race, sexual orientation, or religion. Also, we can say that they're the most politically progressive generation yet. Taking the US as a case study, this generation was born into many surprises, including the country's first Black president and the legalization of gay marriage. Therefore, they're the most likely generation to see the advancement of LGBTQ rights as a positive development. They also believe that the government should play a greater role in solving societal problems and are more likely to attribute climate change to human activity as opposed to, say, natural patterns. And as such, I think they are often drawn to brands that share the point of view on political issues and, like you said before, Laureen, societal issues as well.
That is very, very well said, Gladys. And I believe the issues that you're talking about, the political issues and societal issues, are some things that Gen Zs actually we hold very dear to us. And one thing is also for sure, as Gen Zs, we are always on our phone. I think that's why you have nicknamed us digital natives.
Yes.
But we embrace it. And even as from embracing the term digital natives, another thing that we have embraced is mobile payments. And downloading mobile apps and mobile wallets comes very easy to us. You see, over the past years, mobile apps have been increasing in popularity and have given great results. Companies with a mobile app have a big advantage compared to companies that don't have an app. Gen Z's is said to be a financially proactive generation. They monitor their spending habits through apps and are less likely to rely on credit cards.
Wow, that's really amazing. Financially proactive. I love it. Also, Gen Z consumers want efficiency in their purchases. If there are barriers, they'll find alternatives relatively easily. Whether shopping online or in stores, this criterion remains. Although it is obviously not the same type of efficiency that is sought in both cases. For instance, in stores, Gen Z will want to ensure that their shopping experience is pleasant, without unnecessary social interaction, and that the products they're buying are perfectly suited to their needs. Online, it seems that the efficiency sought is primarily about time and availability.
And that is so true. And just to sum it up, Generation Z is quickly becoming the most powerful consumer group in the world. If you haven't started to bridge the gap between your millennial-driven strategies and those that appeal more to the Gen Zs, you are at a risk of lagging behind.
Hey, from Gen Z herself, I couldn't agree more. Until next time, check out our website, www.reactionpower.com, and our Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter platforms under the handle Reaction Power. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in, everybody. Until next time, bye-bye.